Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
I'm going to turn to Washington right now, and Tom Perez, current chair of the Democratic National Committee, former U.S. Secretary of Labor, of course. Tom Perez, thank you very much for being with us today.
It's great to be with you, Tom.
Nina Turner says the first thing she wants coming out of the Sanders camp in this whole experience is, she says, confess your sins, DNC. Step up to what was wrong. Were things wrong? If so, which ones?
Well, I've said from the outset I ran for this office because we have to up our game at the DNC. We have to make sure that everything we do is fair and perceived as fair by everyone involved. That's why I ran. That's why the first thing I did, Tom, when I won election was I asked Keith Ellison to join me as a partner in the movement forward to rebuild, modernize, and earn the trust of folks. And that's exactly what I've been doing. It's really careful. It's really important. And I heard Nina articulate this, to be careful about the words that we use, because let me be clear to your listeners, the Democratic Party doesn't administer primary elections. Those are administered by states. They're not administered by the parties. The parties administer caucuses, and Senator Sanders did quite well in those caucuses. And so when we talk about something being rigged, that is a term that's a loaded term that is that I think is a dangerous
it's
term.
Well, it's, what but is, Senator Warren, when she was asked, was it rigged? She said yes. Jake Tapper
well,
asked
yes.
her. She said yes.
And I would simply say the following. What we have to do as a Democratic Party through everything we do, and from the minute I got elected, I have understood this and I've acted upon it, is to make sure that every process we have is fair to everyone involved, not just to candidates, but that voters have an opportunity to be heard. That's why we have a unity and reform commission, and I'm looking forward to getting their final recommendations. We have another meeting coming up next month, and I look forward to it.
Because can you get more specific?
Sure, that every eligible, sure.
Can you get more specific about what, like she said, Nina Turner saying, step up to what went wrong. So I know you want to up your game, but can you be more specific about what went wrong, if things went wrong, that you now want to fix?
Let me tell you about what we're fixing, okay?
Well,
we're making sure
we want to know what went wrong. We want some, she says, truth and reconciliation. Yeah, well, that means look back and be honest.
Absolutely. And what we have to do is make sure that every point in the process where we have control, that we're doing things that are fair to everyone involved. So, for instance, we will be setting the primary debate schedule long before we know who the candidates are. And the purpose of that, Tom, is to eliminate any sense that somehow the primary debate schedule is being set in a way to help one candidate over another.
A lot of people said it was set for Hillary, yeah.
Well, and again, I totally understand that, and I think the DNC fell short in many important ways during the 2016 cycle, and I accept responsibility for fixing that, and I accept responsibility for earning the trust of voters. And I'll tell you, the best example of the progress we're making is in Virginia, because what we should be talking about right now, Tom, is the elections that are today in Virginia and New Jersey. And in Virginia, we had a spirited primary campaign between Tom Perriello and Ralph Northam. The media tried to paint it as another Bernie-Hillary proxy war. Here's what happened in fact, Tom. They ran a spirited high road campaign. They talked about the issues, and frankly, they agree on over 90% of the issues. Their focus may be a little bit different, but what they agree on far exceeds what they disagree on.
At the end of the campaign,
they had record turnout, Tom. Record turnout.
We'll see where that goes. I mean, it's a big vote today. Yeah,
I know, but everywhere I go, Tom, I think this is really important for your listeners. I've 700 miles I put on the car over the weekend in Virginia. Yep. Not one question about Donna Brazile. Everything was about what do we do moving forward to win on Tuesday. And it was Bernie people. It was Hillary people. It was everybody else coming together. That's what we're focused on.
I hear that, there are hard feelings here. And here's the big question for the presidential election coming up. How do you keep the DNC out of the pocket of the big money candidate, whoever that is next time? How do you avoid repeating that cycle?
We already have a joint fundraising agreement that we've signed with all 50 states now. Joint fundraising agreements are partnerships. And by the way, these fundraising agreements were offered.
Yeah, but you had those last time, and Clinton came in and basically took over, Donna Brazile says.
Well, but again, the joint fundraising agreement was offered to all the candidates. Senator Sanders, as I understand it, signed one, and Senator Clinton.
Yeah, but she
Secretary
had the money, so she got one. The control. How and do you avoid that next time?
Well, but again, well, we have a joint fundraising agreement with our state parties now. It's a partner. The reason we're doing it now, 3 years ahead of the election, Tom, is because what we do with the money that we're raising now, and we don't have any candidates running for president right now. And what we're doing and the purpose of joint fundraising agreements, and they have been around. They are not a new thing. They've been around for decades. The purpose is to build the infrastructure of success. And the reason we entered into one now, and for the first time in our history, we've gotten all 50 states to sign on, is because we're using it to build organizing infrastructure, to put boots on the ground now, to talk to voters, to build a technology infrastructure that's second to none, to build a 50-state voter protection and empowerment infrastructure, because voter suppression is a staple in the Republican playbook.
Tom, you've got a lot of people listening to you with questions, and I really want to let them come in here because I think part of this is addressing the views that people actually have about what's happened and what will happen. Ashley in Auburn, Alabama, you're on with the chair of the DNC, Tom Perez.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. So I have a few different things I'd like to address. So first, as far as the fundraising agreement with the state, so the last time this happened, something along the lines of 98%, a huge, huge amount of that money ended up going back into the DNC/Hillary for America. So the states got almost nothing. They signed up for something, but they got almost nothing. I live in Alabama, where the Democratic Party is completely broke. They refuse to help any of the Democratic candidates. And I don't know why. Our funding, I'm sure, is part of it. The other thing, as far as unity is concerned, so it doesn't say much for unity when Keith Ellison's backers within the DNC were just purged from their roles. Okay, there were something like 8 of them. There was a transgender woman, I believe, an Arab American.
Actually, our time with Tom is short. Let us pick those two things. Do you see rigged or fixed, or what are you looking back, Ashley? What do you see?
Sure. Well, I guess it depends on your definition of age, but I absolutely see rigged. The deck was stacked against Bernie from the beginning. That doesn't mean that Bernie wouldn't have had a chance to win, but he would have had 2 cards compared to Hillary's entire hand because of all the, like I said, just because the deck being stacked against him.
Actually, our time is short. Tom Perez, what do you do next time so it doesn't just flow back to one candidate?
Let me answer as much as I can of the – there mm-hmm. were about 4 or 5 questions yep. there. Number one, our joint fundraising agreements that we've reached with states, as of last month, we have increased our monthly investment in state parties by a third. In addition, we've established a $10 million innovation fund, the purpose of which is to help us do base voter engagement, millennial engagement, and to build – the infrastructure of success in states across the country. We are absolutely doing work to help people like Doug Jones in Alabama. And everything we do at the DNC, our new slate of candidates, and I, with all due respect, we have the most diverse slate of DNC members now that we've ever had. And we've doubled the number of millennials. We now have a Native American caucus for the first time because we increased the number of Native Americans. We have more union members on the DNC than we've ever had before because those are the partners that we need. And our North Star in everything that I do, Tom, is how can we help build a party that can succeed? And everywhere I go now, and Virginia is on my mind because that's where I've spent the most time, what people are telling me, I had 6 people who supported Bernie Sanders come up to me at various events over the weekend saying to me, I supported Bernie, and I see what you're trying to do, and you're making progress. Keep it up. That's what I'm hearing in Virginia. We've got more work to do. We have to earn people's vote and support and trust every day. That's a 24/7 job. I accept that challenge, and I am confident that as we continue to win elections and come together, we will continue to make progress.
We'll see today. Tom Perez, chair of the Democratic National Committee, with us from Washington. Thank you very much.
Thank you.